as to be choshak and me you should desire. Rashi's Lashat is only possible by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kloima, oisan shechofetz di, people that have desire in me and have fear for me, I will save them. V'yafateyu asagveyu, I will save them. K'yod ha-shmi, because they know my name, Ukraine, they call to me, v'yaneyu, I will answer them. Imoy onoichi b'soru, I will be with them whenever harm comes upon. Al-chatzeyu, I will strengthen them. V'achabdeyu, I will respect them. Orich yom, they'll have a long life. Aspiyeyu, I will satisfy them. V'yareyu b'shuwasi, they will see you my salvation. This is the bracha that Hashem gave. Omer Rishon ben Lakish. Mind of Siv, what does the Pasuk say? Vayimona me Rishoyim. He held, the Rishoyim held back Oyram, the light of Hashem. Uzroya Roma Tishavran, the mighty hand should break. What does that mean? First of all, Mithnei Ma'ayin. How come in the word of Rishoyim, that Mithnei Ma'ayin, Shal Rishoyim Tuluya? When it's written in the Sefer in Iyav, the Ayin is above the rest of the word. How come the ayin is above? If they ma ayin shall rishoyim, the word rishoyim tuluya is hanging. Rashi says, "Sheinik suva b'shitas oisias atevos elo tuluya hilamal." It's a little bit above. Kiva and shenas adam rash. When a person becomes rash malmata, means the unlight in this world. Rash means people hate him. Rashi says, "Sheyesh lo isenim." He has enemies. And people are not happy with him, you should know, Nasa Rash Lamala. The same thing is happening in Shemayim also, that they hate him in Shemayim. You should know that, then Shemayim also, like he's a Rasha, they hate him there also. That's why Ayin is above. The what? I'm not sure. This exact Gemara, no. Not an Ayin over there, no. So, the question is so, L'nichtavei Klal. The word, the ayin should not be there at all then. So, Yechlin Reb Loza, Chadam Nuvnei, Kvoide Shal David. It says it upon the Kvoid of David. Rashi says, Kvoide Shal David means, Sheina David Nei B'Tzadikim. The David Hoye Loi Seinam Harbe. In other words, by Tzadikim this doesn't apply. In other words, David had a lot of enemies. So don't think no matter who you are, if you have enemies, it's always a sign that they hate you in Shemayim. No. By Tzadikim it doesn't apply. Possible that tzaddik will have enemies, that doesn't mean that in Shemayim they hate him. It means a normal person, if you have enemies here, that's a proof that they hate you in Shemayim also. But that's by tzaddik. So Chadama once says, Mishum Kvoide Shal Nechemya Ben Chakila. The same thing. Also, he had a lot of enemies, but and they wanted to kill him. That was only because they wanted to build the base of Migdash. So also, there are some tzaddikim that even though they want to do Toiv, the door rejects them, and they're still tzaddikim. He was able to learn 55 different ways the Torah's canon. As the Mashal explains, it comes to teach us that even though he knew how to learn so much, and he knew Torah's canon, he knew about Hilchos Kavanos, still he went to be Eidra, Avodah Zarah. That's why he got such a punishment of Ein L'chelek Olam Habo. Because he knew what he was supposed to do. And still he went and rebelled and did the Avodah Zarah, that's why it's so terrible for them. So explaining that Menashe knew how to darshan Torah's Kanim 55 different ways. Kineged Shnei Machusai. Kineged, the life of his kingdom. The years of his kingdom. Achav Shmeinah V'chamisha. Achav knew how to interpret Torah's Kanim 85 ways. He was even greater. And Yeravam ben Nevat, he knew how to interpret Torah's Kanim Meyo Shleisha, 103 ways. Meyo Shleisha, 103 different ways knew how to interpret it. So it means to say, even though they knew so much in Torah's Kanim, still they ended up to do Avodah Zarah. That was a terrible chet. Yeah. It didn't happen. You don't have that, right? You don't have that. No relationship, right? Right. Okay, so right. Tanya Hoyer Meiraimer. Avshalom, Ein Lachelik Lolo Mabo. David's son Avshalom also has Lachelik Lolo Mabo. Remember it says, Vayaku es Avshalom, Vayimisu. What does that mean? Two Lashons, Vayaku, it means Berlam Azer. Vayimisu, Berlam Mabo. He was not Zech Lolo Mabo. Some Achoikis. Some say that David was a follower for him. He brought him up seven Madurs. He brought him up to Lolo Mabo. Right. Tanya will under Shimon Elazarim and Mishum Reb Meir. Ochaz v'achazio v'chol malchi Yisrael. Shekos v'hen. And all the malachim that it says, v'yah sarah v'yeni Hashem, lo'ichayim lo'nidoinim. they will not live up in Tchias HaMesim, and they will not get a judgment then. No, they also will not be Zoyche to Elam Abo. The Gam Damnoki Shofach Menashe Harbimoy. That Menashe killed out a lot of clean blood. Ad Hashem Molias Rishlayim Pelepe. Covered Yerushalayim from mouth to mouth. Levad Mechatos Asher Hechti Es Yehuda. Excluding all the dead in Yehuda. Lasas Rabbein Hashem. So what does this mean? Here in Bovel, they explain this, Targima Sharag Yishayo, that Menashe killed out Yishayo, that he was Shokel Keneged a lot of people. That's how it could, Rashi says, come on. That killing him out is like Mola Yerushalayim, Pelepe. Rashi says, Shmosa Shal Tzadik, Shekula Kemay Shemolias Yerushalayim. But my Rabban, as you saw, they explain, Amri, Shosa Tzelem, Masoi Elef Neyadim. He made a statue, an idol, that had the weight of 1,000 people. Uvachol Yoim V'yoim Horages Kulam. Every day it killed out 1,000 people. Because of its weight, I don't know, it caved down on people. It crushed 1,000 people every day. So he really killed out many people in Yerushalayim. Shema Nozul to go like, Hod Yoma Rabba Bar Chono. Shkula Nishome Shot Tzadik Echod. Kenegat Kol Elam Kulay. That killing out like one Nishom of a Tzadik is like the whole world. Command the Yom Yishayo Horik. That's like they learned in Bovel that Menashe killed out Yishayo. That was still like he killed out Moli Yishlai in Pelepel. Ksiv it says Pesli made one Pesli, one idol, or Ksiv Silim. Omer Rav Yechanan, Betchil also lay parts of Echad. One, at the beginning, Menashe just made on his idol one face. Well, Ksiv also lay Arba Patsufim. At the end, he made four faces on the idol. Kidei Shetira Shechina V'tichayt. In order to get Hashem angry. Just to sound like in the Kisei of Hashem also, there are four ponim. So he wanted to be daimed to the Kisei of Hashem. He made four patsukim to get Hashem angry. Mamash did it lahachis. Ochaz hemido baliyah. Ochaz put the idol in his upstairs. Shemot Pot says, yes, and mitzvachoyt asher alagag. Aliyah Ochaz. Menashe though, hemido behechli. Put it into the hechli, into the Beit HaMikdash. And Emmer says, vayosim es pesel asherot. That we're supposed to be the Beit HaMikdash, that's where Menashe put an idol, put an Avodah Zarah. Amon did worse than that. He put the Avodah Zarah into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shneim the Pasuk says, Ki kotzer hamatzeh was short to bed, from stretching, the covering was short. To cover. My, what does it mean? Kikotzar matzeya, the bed was short, nishtarer from stretching. Om Reb Shmuel ban Achmen, Yom Reb Yonison. Kikotzar hamatza, ze milishtar olov. Shnei royim. There is, kiechod. That is too short for the Beis HaMikdash to have two people there. There is Hashem and Menashe together. My, va matzeya, tsara, the covering was hard. Om Reb Shmuel ban Achmen, Reb Shmuel ban Achmen. That Rabbi Yonasan, ki moto, ki avimot like her, when he used to come to this pasuk, heavy kabachi would cry. Misha kosuboy. Well, first the pasuk talks about Hashem. It says, koinis kaneid mehayom, that Hashem held up the whole yamsuf, tasaloy masecha tzara. Now he was made into a masecha tzara, a blanket that didn't cover him. I mean, that now that they were throwing him out from the Beis HaMikdash, they're bringing in the avodah zara into the Beis HaMikdash. Ochas botles avoidah, ochas tap the avoidah, the carbonus, the chosim at the Torah, he sealed the Torah. Shnermit says, tsar tuda, and chatoin, chasoin Torah, belimuda. He sealed up the Torah, and he stopped tuda, he stopped the carbonus. Menashe kodar es achzos, Menashe was cutting out Hashem's names from the Sefer Torah, the horas es hamizbeach, and he destroyed the mizbeach. Amoin surfaced the Torah and burnt the Torah. The Ela Shamumimit Agadim Mizbeach. The ashes of the Sefer Torah that he burnt, he put on the Mizbeach. Ochaz Hitter Es Erva. Ochaz was matter to live with another, with Arroyas. Menashe Boal Achoysa. Menashe lived with his own sister. Why to get Hashem angry? Amoin Boal Imoy. Amoin lived with his own mother. Shem the Apostle says, Ki you Amoin, hear Boal Shaman. He did terrible Averis. Reb Yechon and Reb Loza. Chad Oma to surfaced the Torah. He burnt the Sefer Torah. And he put the ashes on the mizbeach. The chadam is shabal imay. He lived with his own mother. Omer la'ima says, mother said to him, what are you doing here? Klum yesh techa anom imokim shiyotz v'menu. Do you have any enjoyment living with me? You came out of me. And now you have no time to live with your own mother. Omer la'ima, so he answered back.
that klumani yoyse lahakas as bari. I'm not doing this for enjoyment. For enjoyment, I have other zaynis. I'm doing this totally to get Hashem angry. That's how much of a rush he became.
Ki also yoyokim omar, when yoyokim said, kamoy layoda, liaguze, the first ones do not know how to get Hashem angry. Klumanu tzrichim, I'll get Hashem real angry.
He said like this, klumanu tzrichim el yorei, the only thing we need that from Hashem is only His light. Yeshlanu zo pravuyim, I have special gold. Shonu mishtam shimboi, that will give us light like His son.
Alright, we'll stop it.
You hold Nafkuf Gimel Amud Beis. It's about 10 lines from the bottom. Morris says, Ki yosi yoyokim, again, the last 10 lines down, in the middle. Ki yosi yoyokim, when yoyokim came, Omri said like this, Kamoi lo yoda li arguze klum. The kings before, they did not know how to get Hashem angry, at all. Ono tzrichim, he said like this, what do we need Hashem for? El liyoroi, the only thing we need left from Hashem is His son. That's all, the light. You know what? Yesh lanu zohar parvoyim. We have pure gold, parvoyim, shonu mishtam shimboi. And that we could use that instead of the sun. That will create light for us. Is yit al aroi, said back to Hashem, like, take your aroi. As if to say, we could suffice ourselves, we have enough money to keep care of ourselves. Omru loy, said back to Yoyakim, no. Valoi, the pasuk says, Valoi, kesef zohar shalayhu. The silver and the gold belongs to Hashem. Even though you have gold, it's Hashem's gold. How could you like leave Hashem alone? Shinema, the pasuk says, Li ha-kesev, li ha-zov, nyum Hashem tzvokos. Like the kesev and zov, the silver and gold is still Hashem's. Even though we use it, we have to realize it comes from Hashem. How could you leave Hashem? Omalem Yoyakim, at that time was a rosh, he said, Kvar nosnu lanu. Hashem gave it to us already. We don't have to come on to Him. We don't have to thank Him. Shinema, the pasuk says, Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem, but the Yoretz Nosan of Neyodam. He gave the Yoretz to us. What's here now is ours. We own it. I have gold. I do not need Hashem anymore. That's what Yoakim went to tell people. Omale Rovo L'Rabba Bamori. So Rovo is Rabba Bamori. Mifneimah Loimonu Es Yoakim. How come our Mishnah does not include in the three kings Yoakim? Such a Rosh also should not have a Chelik Yolam Mabur. Mishum Nechzibbe, he says, just because it says for him, like he's speaking out, the prophet says, V'yesed Divri Yoakim, V'sey Avoysa V'shirosa, V'hanim Tzolov. The Torah, the disgusting things he did, was found upon him. My V'hanim Tzolov, what do you mean it was found upon him? What was found upon Yoakim? That's a machlekes. Rev Yechim Rev Loza. Chad Amal 1 says, Shechokak Shem Avodis Kechovim Ala Mosoi. On his own Gentiles, he carved out the name of his Avodah Zarah. That's how dear it was to him. Not so much he was attached to his Avodah Zarah. The Chadam 1 says no. Shechokak Shem Shemayim Ala Mosai. He carved out Hashem's name on his Gentiles, as if to be Mavazir, Rashi says, to embarrass Hashem's name. He made a tattoo there. So the kids, such a Russia like this, why does not Mishnah include him in Eilu Chalik Lohan Mabor? That's what Rova is, Rabbi Bamori. So Mulei, he said back to him, listen, it's true, you have a good question, but the Melochim Lo Shemati, I did not hear an answer about this. I did not hear an answer about the kings, why our Mishnah did not include him amongst the three kings. Should have been four. But Bet Yaita Shemati, there's another question also. The Mishnah says there are only four normal people that did not receive Olam Haba. If you ask the question, should be a fifth. Now this I have an answer. But Bet Yaita Shemati, another question you can ask is, how come the Mishnah does not include Micha? He also introduced Avodah Zarah, Pesel Micha. So how come he wasn't also included in Eilu Chelik Olam Haba? Here the answer is, he had food ready in his house for people that would pass by. He was a Machnes Arach. So because of that schus, he has the Chelik Olam Haba. Shem HaPosik says, whoever passed by went to Levium, went to Micha, he fed them. Pasuk says, V'ova b'yom tzoro v'hiko b'yom galam. They went over the ocean. They had the v'hiko b'yom galam. The waves hit them. Om Rav Yechanan. Ze psoloi shomicha. This goes on the pesol shomicha. That it's made the tzoro so Klal Yisrael. Tanya learn like this. Rabbi Nosson Oimer. Migerev l'shiloi. Pesol micha was in Gerev. Now from there until Shiloh, that's where the Mishkan was, Gimel Milim was only 3 milim apart. The smoke of the Maroch of the Mizbech and the smoke what they were doing by Pesel Micha was coming up in Marv mixed together. Is big show Malchei Asharos L'doichvoi. So Malchei Asharos like said to Hashem, let's get rid of this Pesel Micha. It's destroying your own Mishkan. The smoke that's coming up, your Reach Michoyach, is being mixed up with such Reach from Pesel Michoy. Is Omelema Koshbach, Koshbach said back to Molochim, no, we can't touch Micha. Henichola, you have to leave him alone. Shepitoi Mitsui Levit Rachim. He has this midah, he feeds people, he's a Machnes Arech, but that's Chutz alone, we can't disturb him now. Now the Adov is there on this thing of feeding people, Nenshu Anshei Plegish Begiver. Because of this, there was a chet of Plegish Begiver. Then what happened? Right. Omla Makodesh Baruch Hu. V'chvoidi loy mechisim. Over here, by Pesel Micha, nobody protested to say, how could we have the Pesel Micha? It was only the Malchi Asheris wanted to protest. But the Jews didn't protest, they let it stay there. But our Kvoidei Shalbos of Adom, here by Plegish Begiver, what happened, that they killed the Plegish, here everybody's coming to argue, is Mechisim, here you did protest, that's why so many people were killed out by that Muhammad. Omer Rabbi Yechon Mishum Rabbi Yossi Ben Kismo. This inyan to feed people, to give people food, is a tremendous thing. So, that caused 2 mishpachas to be separated from Klai Yisrael. Rashi says it means Amun Umayyav. Shenemar Pasuk says, Al Dvar Hashem Kidmu Eschem Lechem Uvamayim. Since they did not give us bread and food, therefore the Torah says, Shelo Yavo Bekal. They cannot come into Klai Yisrael. For Rabbi Yechon Dideyam Rech himself said like this. It threw away people that were close. So Rashi says, it brought Yisro that was far close. And the next by Batesel Micha, Hashem closed his eyes to not look at the Ra because he fed people. It also causes the Nevi'im Habal to have Nevuah. And some of it, like we'll soon say by Yonason, he did not feed David. B'sheigeg, it came out like a Zodin, as if he did it, then made it. We'll soon see. Now, the first thing he said was, Merachekes es HaKrevim. It took apart from Klai Yisrael the Krevim. That means, Me'amun